The apparently sectarian attack targeted Shiite pilgrims on one of the more sacred days of the year as hundreds of thousands marched on foot to Karbala in Iraq's Shiite heartland. The blast tore into a thick crowd of pilgrims, killing and wounding dozens. Ceremonies to mark the 40th day after the slaying of Imam Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, were outlawed under the regime of ousted Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Many Sunni Arabs dislike the event because they feel Shiites blame them for Hussein's death. Iraqi TV showed images of damaged storefronts, broken glass, and metal punctured by shrapnel from the blast. It also showed images of wounded pilgrims wrapped in gauze bandages at the Hussein Hospital in Karbala. Two other explosions also targeted Shiite pilgrims in Baghdad Wednesday, causing even more casualties. A man living close to one of the explosions says that there would have been more casualties if the blast had occurred later in the day. He pointed to the site of the explosion and indicated that it occurred while people were asleep and that people rushed to see what happened after they heard the sound of the blast. He adds that stores were closed at the time, or more people would have been hurt. A female suicide bomber blew herself up amidst a throng of Shiite pilgrims Monday, killing at least 41 people and wounding over 100. Professor Hilal Kashan of the American University of Beirut thinks that sectarian violence between Sunnis and Shiites is on the rise again, both in Iraq and elsewhere in the region. He says that the attempt to disqualify many Sunni candidates in Iraq's March parliamentary election is one cause among many for the upsurge in violence.
It has a lot to do with the forthcoming elections. The past week, Shiite pilgrims in Karbala have been specifically targeted, which worries us about the return of the cycle of sectarian bloodshed in Iraq. For some time, the intensity of sectarian conflict subsided, but now it seems that it is moving again. We have been witnessing Al-Qaeda mobilization against Shiites. In the past month, there were attacks on the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps in Baluchistan. So this surge that I see is not only limited to Iraq, but a regional phenomenon.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki blamed Monday's suicide bombing on both Al-Qaeda and the deposed Baas party. "We hold Takfiris and Baasis responsible for the massacre," he said. Iraqi TV reported that over 30,000 security forces were mobilized to prevent further attacks during the Shiite pilgrimage. Tens of thousands of people carrying colored flags and banners could be seen marching barefooted to Karbala on an overcast winter day. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.